Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.
This is a story about 100-year-old poo. I mean, who hasn't wondered what happened to all the poo from generations of Charlotte's past? Well, trust me, that's what this story is about. Although, it starts with a question from a guy wondering about one of Charlotte's mountain biking trails. So stick around, that's coming up on this week's episode. I want you to meet our question asker this week. His name is Chappie Garner. He's been mountain biking in Charlotte for about 5 years now, and he says there's a couple good places to spin his wheels.
A lot of people go to the Whitewater Center, which has got great trails, but this is one of the most unique mountain bike trails I've ever seen.
This, where we are right now, is the Backyard Trails. It's about 12 miles of twisty, turvy paths through rocks and roots, up hills and sudden drop-offs, all packed into roughly 140 acres of forest in South Charlotte. Part of what makes this place stand out is all the random stuff you might encounter.
There's an old rusted barrel, there's some old cars and stuff just out in the woods.
There's also diving boards, rickety wooden jump lines, a huge water basin, and in one special patch of woods, you might find yourself on a series of narrow railroad tracks, arranged in a grid pattern and connected at right angles. That's what we've come to see, these rusty old train tracks, which are a challenge to ride on because the space between the rails is so narrow and sometimes blocked by trees and underbrush. Chappie wanted to know, what are these weird train tracks? What were they for? A clue might be in a sign affixed to a nearby tree. It reads, "Poo Tracks." Another clue? This patch of woods sits across the creek from a sewage treatment plant. Still not sure? Okay. These tracks are a relic from one of Charlotte's earliest sewage systems. And how exactly did that work? Well, to find out, I met up with this dude, Scott Hubbs.
You must be Nick.
Yeah, Scott.
Hello.
Hey, it's good to meet you.
How are you?
Scott is one of the founding fathers of the Backyard Trails. He helped create the first paths back in the mid-80s, along with his brother and some other friends. Scott agreed to take me on my first ride along the trails.
Can you taste the poo?
We made the bumpy trek down to the tracks one brisk afternoon, accompanied by one of Scott's friends, Doug Cosby.
Okay, this is the start of the poo tracks.
We set our bikes down and Scott and Doug explain. They say back in the day, pretty much all of South Charlotte was farmland. No one lived down here, and that made it a good place to dump the city's sewage. It's their understanding that much of the city's poo ended up in carts that were pulled along these rails.
Now this is what the donkeys used to pull the carts up and down. See the turntables? There's turntables where they used to flip them around and go down this way too.
The poo would get placed into drying beds in between the rails. Those beds are still there, though they're practically buried beneath a layer of plant life.
If you dig down far enough, you'll get to gravel. And then below the gravel, there's a drainage system that takes the liquid away. Make sense?
When the poo was dried out, workers would shovel it into the carts.
And then take it all out through here and spread it out. That's why it's so green out here. That's why it's so green, it looks like a jungle. It's all human poo. That's why it was named the Poo Tracks.
You can even find some of the old abandoned carts a couple of yards away from the tracks. You have to leave the path, though. When Scott and his friends found these tracks, they knew they had to incorporate them into the biking trails.
And we had a toilet out here that had flowers in it, but some kids came out here and smashed it. We had it out here for fun, but somebody came out here and smashed it, so... no fun.
So that sounds pretty simple, right? Although Scott and Doug admit they are a little fuzzy on some of the historical details. For one, they're not really sure when the rails were built or when they were abandoned. Maybe it might pay to double check with someone from the sewer system or dig up some old records. Well, coming up, a city spokeswoman does some research and gets a poop scoop. And could there be another set of poo tracks hidden elsewhere in the city? We'll hold it in, your anticipation, I mean, and we'll be right back after this short message. Hey, FAQ City listeners. If there's one thing I've learned as a public radio reporter, it's that everyone has a story. WFAE wants to know, what's yours? If you have an idea for a brand new podcast, we're encouraging you to submit it to the Queen City PodQuest. Your podcast idea could win a cash prize or become a series on WFAE. Find out more at wfae.org/Queen City PodQuest. Sit tight. We're coming right back to the story. We're back, and we're looking at the storied poo tracks in the backyard mountain biking trails in South Charlotte. Well, not wanting to leave any stone unturned, we reached out to the city to see if they had any more information on these so-called poo tracks. And we got a response.
I'm Jennifer Frost. I'm the public affairs manager at Charlotte Water.
She dug up some old schematics and historical reports of the property, though even with those resources, she can't put an exact date on when the poo tracks were laid. Her best guess?
What we suspect is it was probably somewhere around 1924.
That's when the city first began building the sewage plant along Little Sugar Creek. There were also additional rails laid nearby in the 50s. Jennifer says the mountain biking guys knew the gist of how the rails were used, but she wants to make just a few minor corrections. First, she says workers weren't just shoveling raw human poo out in the woods.
It would be treated. Now, obviously, today it's much more sophisticated. At that time, in the early 20s, it was mostly just filtering, a little bit of digestion, a little bit of settling of the particles out.
So it looked a little more like sludge and less like pure human poo. Now, as far as the smell goes,
it does have, it, back in the day, it did have an odor. We've made advances in odor control for certain over the years.
Anyway, those pipes at the bottom of the drying bed, Jennifer says, in fact, the sludge would get pumped up from below through the pipes
and just kind of geysers into the drying beds.
Then it would sit in the sun for a few weeks.
And then once it was dry enough, it would reduce a lot of volume, getting rid of all that water. There would actually be workers who would scoop up the solids, put it into these carts that would follow on the rail, and then the rail would carry it away from the drying beds over to where the receiving end.
Some of the human manure got spread around this and other government properties, and some of it was given away to farmers.
It's high in nitrogen and phosphorus content, so the farmers love it.
Consider also that this system of treating sewage with the drying beds and the rail tracks, this was cutting-edge stuff in the 20s. It was a big improvement from before, when many toilets routinely flushed directly into the creek.
There are some that say that wastewater treatment plants are one of the best things ever for the environment. When you think about how much sewage and how much bacteria is in that sewage, thinking about putting that in the creek, a wastewater treatment plant is definitely an environmental benefit.
Something else Jennifer brought up that I found interesting. When the Sugar Creek sewage plant was built in the 20s, it also had a twin facility built out by Irwin Creek. And the two plants look so much alike that staff actually have a hard time distinguishing between them in old photographs. I asked if that meant that there could be another set of poo tracks out there.
There could be tracks over there. There could be.
If there are, they've been long abandoned and probably covered in all kinds of undergrowth, just like the ones at the backyard trails. Back now to our question asker, Chappie. I relayed the story of the poo tracks and asked if he thought there was any moral.
The circle of life, I guess.
Okay, but seriously, his take on the poo tracks?
I guess that's exactly what they are. It's a good description. It's cool to at least age it a little bit and get a little history behind the area here.
All right, I think that's everything.
That's all the time we have this week. If you want to check out the backyard trails, just fair warning, they're not designed for beginners. But the mountain biking club that maintains the trail, they're called the Tar Heel Trailblazers, they have some easier trails you could check out first. Scope those out at tarheeltrailblazers.com. And if you want to check out some of our past Q&As, head over to our website, wfae.org/FAQCity. You can also subscribe and rate us on Apple Podcasts or the NPR One app. And hey, what do you think we should look into next? If you've got a question about a cool person or place in the Charlotte area, send it through the submission box on our website, and we might just search for an answer in the next installment. Until then, I'm Nick Delacanal. Smell you later.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at BojanglesBiscuits.com.